Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Cup of Coffee podcast with me, your host, Tom Dillon. This is being recorded live at our weekly online meeting and broadcast around the world. Today's topic is the buying group and how it can save you money with our wonderful guest, Pete Smith. Before we start with that, I'd like to say by way of a disclaimer that today is a wonderful discussion, but that nothing said here constitutes financial advice and you should always take professional advice before investing your hard-earned cash. There may be the odd unplanned swear word along the way as well. Right, let's get cracking. The format for today is that Pete Smith, I almost said Mr. Smith then. I think that's the Matrix. That's in my head. Pete will speak to us for some minutes, and then we'll be very much taking questions from the floor and maybe from me as well. So as always, if you have any questions, looking at you here, Yogesh, then feel free to start saving them up and popping them in the chat. In terms of Pete has a trade background from the 70s and 80s. Difficult to believe he's goes back that far. He was a time-served bricklayer, but is now known as the bricklayer gone wrong, which suggests to me a lot of wonky walls, but I don't think that's what it means. After working in the private sector on conversions for a while, Pete moved to Nottingham City Council, where he progressed through many roles, with his last appointment being as the head of procurement. He sets up a public sector procurement consortia, which for some reason, I'm sure we'll go into this, the acronym seems to be EEM, none of which features in public sector procurement consortia, but I'm sure there's a story there somewhere, which he set that up in 2010, and that now has a throughput of £150 million and supports 208 public sector organisations. Pete is now supporting private landlords and small developers with their procurements via the buying group. Good morning, Pete. He'll be here in a moment.
We'll try that again. Good morning, everybody. Sorry, I was on mute.
No problem. It's a classic lockdown Zoom problem. Well, every day's a learning unmuting experience.
Too busy making notes.
Yeah, all good stuff. So over to you, Pete, and then we'll good luck and we'll chip in at the end.
Thank you very much. Well, thank you, Tom. Thank you, everybody, for dialing in and inviting me today. You've got a bit of a brief outline there from Tom about me. I'm certainly not polished. I'm not one of these presenters. I'm not one of these that go out and do this weekly or monthly or anything like that. So it's certainly a new experience doing it this way. I'm not a property person myself. It's one of those things that has... Yeah, at my age, I wish I'd got into many, many years ago. I've certainly learned a lot from the PPN networks. And as I was explaining to Chris and Louise, you know, I've met a few young people at the age of 20 and 21 who were planning to retire because of the income that they were getting. So it's certainly been a bit of a journey this last 2 years. The only property that I'm working on is pretty much this house. And as you can probably see, I'm in the kitchen. That's because I've started putting a new kitchen into this house. I bought it about a year ago. It's a very large house. What we've planned to do, what we have done, is we've moved the whole family in. So, you know, from 88 years, we've got the son-in-law, daughter, and everything else. This particularly, you know, was... We thought we'd move into it, wouldn't need to do anything. I haven't stopped. You know, it had a vestibule. And if you don't know what a vestibule is, it's a fancy name for a waste of space. So basically, it had a sink outside and, you know, just an archway. So I decided we'd put a great big steel in and knock the whole back of the house out and extend the kitchen. So hence why we're in this particular state at the moment. But obviously, with the buying power I've got now, it doesn't cost the earth. It's quite good, really. I'll start by saying I'm not LMPG. I get called a lot of things, but I'm definitely not LMPG. At the end of the day, we operate very similar, but I want to offer choice. And that's probably all the things I've been doing ever since I've worked into the public sector, is about offering people choice. And we'll probably touch on that later. One of the things that I always believe in, is that people buy from people they know, like, and trust. You know, it's very difficult because I want to work in a partnership. I want to work with the individuals. I want to know what they want, how I can help them. And then we can explore things together and make sure that that's right. It's a different model to LMPG, and you do get me personally supporting. As Tom says, I'm a time-served bricklayer, so having said that, I've worked all my life. I worked from, as I was saying to Chris, started at a junior school. I basically used to stay behind and put the chairs on the desks for the cleaner, then went into gardening, then worked in a supermarket stacking shelves, become an alcoholic pretty much when I was 14, member of a club. And it was that sort of age that, you could do things. Got the apprenticeship, passed the apprenticeship, and then moved into various roles. And in those days, you moved from job to a job. I think bricklayers are pretty much like that now, because if they can get 50p more, 1,000, then they'll move as well. But certainly in the late 70s, 80s, every big event in my life, I got married, I changed jobs. I had a kid, I changed jobs. And it was quite easy to do that. So I'm not polished. I am, not politically correct. I am from that era where I get myself into a lot of trouble at times, but I'd rather say it as it is, and then people know, what we can do and what we can't do. And certainly one of the things is if we can't help, I'll say we can't help. But I think it's given me a good grounding as well, because having that trade background and understanding what people want and how to make sure that time is served best. And one of the things that Chris said is time is more important than money, and making sure that he's using his time to do what he wants rather than being absolutely nailed down to actually checking checking the quotes and things like that. So that's where we help. I think there's a couple of grey hairs in the room as such. So some of you will remember the Burnie Inns. And for the young ones who don't know what Burnie Inns was, certainly it was the Miller and Carter of its day. And I was doing a lot of Burnie Inns up. It was a good grounding. And it's the days before a lot of the legislations come in. I do everything. So I'm certainly multi-skilled. So I'd build the kitchen extensions, I'd plaster the kitchen extensions, I'd tile the kitchen extensions, for an example. And I always remember those days fondly, because the first group of contractors I met was from Manchester. Right, rum gang, let's put it that way, sort of thing, from Manchester. We worked fine, and I couldn't work it out, because it's almost like when it come to break times, they never sat with us. And it's like, oh, that's a bit strange. And then they'd go on a bender for 24 hours. They worked all the way through the night, and then they'd absolutely come back next day. And if anybody remembers Burnie Inns, they used to have these like couches all the way around the room, and they'd just sleep on them all day. But they never mixed, really, sort of thing. And then I actually did tackle them eventually and said, why is it that you separate when it comes to breaks and things like that? And for those that don't know, I live on the Nottinghamshire Derbyshire border, and one of our sayings is, "Hey up me duck." And of course, "Are you all right, me duck? How's things going, me duck?" And of course, it was Manchester didn't understand this me duck bit. So they thought, hold on a minute, we're not going to sit with you. I'll leave the rest to you, because it was just an interesting time. So, yeah, I've always lived in Nottingham Derby, done lots of works, Burnie Inns, moved on to new build. So I did some very high top class new build. And again, those days, there were no such things as facilities. You know, it makes me smile now when I look across the road and they've got a Portaloo outside and they're doing an extension. I mean, an empty paint tin was the best thing that we would have on site at those days. It was just crazy. And like I say, the things that we did to apprentices and what was done to me, just unbelievable. So it was strange. Worked in barn conversions, that was interesting. Again, no one from safety, fell through the rafters, very painful times. But one of the things I learned or thought about at that time, and again, I you know, I'm a family man. By the age of 21, I was got two kids. So the plan was to pay my mortgage by the time I was 40 and let the kids take me for a pint when I was 40. But, I mean, we got the mortgage paid and we got the two kids at 18 by the time I was 40. But I ended up paying, and I'm still paying now. So, still paying. Yeah, and I'll probably be paying for the rest of my days till they move me out, basically. But like I say, it gave me a lot of skills, good grounding. But what annoyed me was that if we were working in Manchester or wherever, we'd finish at 5 o'clock at night, and then you'd travel back home. And then there's the councils, and you think, okay, you know, councils that finish at 4:30. I don't know, mate. And then you start working out what the actual difference is in regards to money and life, really, sort of thing, because you're on the road from silly o'clock in the morning till you're absolutely tated at night. So I actually moved to the council and got so much stick for that, unbelievable amount of stick. I was going to this old man's job, you know, and I always remember the first day, went there with my three tool bags and got laughed at. Why have you brought those? You won't need them. And sure enough, I didn't, to be fair. So I spent a year on the tools with Nottingham City Council, who maintained 30,000 properties at that time. But I moved jobs from poacher to gamekeeper. So I became the bonus clerk, or the pricing technician, as it was. So I was monitoring everybody's bonus, and their bonus in them days was a game. So basically they looked to see how much they could make from the schedule of rates, a bit like the national schedule of rates sort of thing. So, and again, that, you know, I've been called everything that can come from the guys as such. So it was really good. Again, it made me, that enabled me to look at the gas, the electricity side of things as well. So that really worked. Took over a number of jobs. I became a surveying and estimating manager. I brought in a new IT system. And then in 2004, I took over the stores procurement and the joiner shop for Nottingham City Homes, or Nottingham City Council, that was. Great time. I'm not trained in that way. That's the thing is, you know, this is where the bricklayer's gone wrong comes in. I'm not trained there. I like the idea of if it's common sense, then do it. And I like the managers that's in my time that will allow us to debate something. And if we thought it was common sense, then let's do it. You know, I remember the days when we talked about putting solar panels on the roof, and nobody was doing it at that time. But we thought, well, yeah, it's common sense. Let's do it. We fitted thousands and thousands of solar panels on the roofs in Nottingham. It came scaffold city, to be honest with you. Did some reverse electronic auctions in 2008. And if you don't know what a reverse electronic auction is, it's like eBay in reverse, in simple terms. So you put out a tender. You basically say what the specification is, what the minimum requirements are, and you score the actual quality elements. And then the manufacturers bid for that work. And we did boilers, kitchen units. So we did four items. And that saved 7.4 million on the actual next projects. So that probably got me a bit recognized, because we're doing something a little bit different. So at that time we had homes, the HCA, the Housing Communities Agency, Homes Communities. And they approached me and asked if I would set up a procurement consortium in the East Midlands. And it's like, okay, you know, I've been at Nottingham City for 28 years at that point. And it's like, oh, that's a new challenge. That seems quite interesting and something to get my teeth into and do something different. So they gave me about think it was 3 weeks to put together a business plan. And they gave me quite a lot of money, a bag of money, and said, you know, this is it. This is what we need you to do to set it up. And this is the money. And I was like, well, okay, well, how do I pay that back? And what's the KPIs? And basically, you have to spend it in 12 months. And that was all it was, which was very strange. So I've gone from a background of having to write reports for every single penny to all of a sudden having a bag of cash that I had to spend within 1 year. So it was quite good. So in 2010, I started this public sector procurement consortium. And as Tom says, EAM, what does that mean? It started off as Efficiency East Midlands Limited. So, and again, if you put Efficiency East Midlands in the internet, into web, or EAM Limited, you will see what we are now and what it comes up with, and you'll see my face on there quite a few times. So we started off with five members. At the time, I had a love-hate relationship with the chief exec of Nottingham. He hated me. Pretty much I hated him. Probably down to my, you know, the way I talked to him was as I would anybody else, and I say it as it is. He didn't appreciate it when I was in executive management team and I called him a liar. Didn't like that. I knew I was right. So he banged on the table, so I banged a bit louder. I called him an effing liar. So it didn't, you know, it's almost all the other directors sat there quivering in the corner saying, a funny way to hand your notice in. But he couldn't do anything. At the end of the day, I was telling the truth. And that's the thing. It's being true to yourself. And that's why I always have been. You know, it's be true to yourself. He couldn't do anything. But when the government come along and says, will you do this public sector consortia, he looked at that as a fantastic opportunity to get me out of the business after 28 years. So it was a bit of a step, to be fair. You know, we set up another company just in case, but after 28 years, I walked out the door, even though I got 3 months supposedly notice. But to be fair, Nottingham still supported me. It was myself and a temp. In a little office, serviced office, it was like Track 4, but we started. And I think now if you look, I would say that EAM, as it's now known, is the most successful public sector consortium in the country. We're the most, you know, we offer the best in regards to prices, and we support the money, we support the actual communities. So, I mean, at the moment, we're up to 208 members, 208 authorities that we support. Possibly the largest around your area at the moment is Leeds. So they're looking at supply, you know, all the materials through our consortia. The ones in your area is Procure Plus and Fusion 21. Now, we all work on a commission type basis. So we get a rebate from the actual merchants and the manufacturers. So you Procure Plus and your Fusion 21, they get 4%. We get 1% and it's too much. It literally is too much. So we've got a lot of people that are being paid very high salaries for basically just building up their empires. And I wanted to do something different. I wanted it to be truly to support the public sector. So myself and all the team are paid on local authority salaries. And if we make any profits, we give it back to communities. So this month, I'm giving away 300,000 to the members' communities. And in reality, over the last probably 4 or 5 years, I've given away 1.5 million through various things. I operate a charity night, where every penny goes to charities, deserving charities as well. So it makes me really proud to be able to do that, to be able to do something different, and again, be true to myself. It's amazing what we can actually do when you start looking at volume procurement and how much the supply chain wants to support you as well. I mean, currently, again, if you look at some of the contract finders, you'll see that we're out for tender for materials and merchants. And that actual tender's valued between 90 million and 1.2 billion. And we'll probably easily do that because we support three other consortia in the south as well. So we want to work in partnership. I'm not working against anybody. You know, we are our own people as such. So we support three in the South East. One which covers everything from Bournemouth to Oxford, right down in the south. We've got South East Consortium, which are Kent and around the area, and Advantage South West. And we share the commission 50-50 with those as well, so we get 0.5%. And like I say, it's still too much, so that's why we give it away. Reason why I've given you that bit of a background is hopefully so you can understand where I'm coming from. And I'm not doing this naively. It's, you know, I've got a tried and tested model that is obviously successful with the public sector. And I think the big thing about this is that, you know, my address book is really good. And when you get to know these manufacturers and the merchants, they want to support you as an individual. You know, that is the beauty of it. You know, it's not supporting something else. Is they want to support you as an individual. And to be honest, there's a lot out there that want to support the private sector, the private landlords. And as you know, coming back to LMPG, they've been going as long as I've been running Efficiency East Midlands, and I am still running Efficiency East Midlands. I'm the chief exec there, but I do retire in February the 26th, not counting. But I've done just over 10 years. I think 10 years is quite enough as being chief exec, running a successful company. And I'm looking forward to a new challenge, hence why I'll be building up the buying group even more. LMPG, great. You know, that's what they do. I do exactly the same in reality. We are there to use our buying power and to be able to pass those deals on to the landlords and, in my case, the small developers. But what I've tried to do is offer a choice, a different model and a choice, so that you can go to different merchants, because it's not always the right thing. And one of the things is, I know Nick used to use, and I used to know Nick from the olden days, you know, he used to use Bath Store. It's a lot of imported stuff, and it's not my background. I'm one that works on UK type based support. So I want to make sure that anything that we've got is tried, tested, and has that longevity about it. I don't want somebody to buy something that in a year's time is going to fail, because if you're going back and doing a dripping tap or the bath's cracked or what have you, you're wasting your time, you're wasting money. So, you know, I've got the relations with the likes of Twyford Bathrooms, Ideal Standard, and so on and so forth. And yes, you can go and buy products probably cheaper. But, I mean, I always say, if you think about the Twyford Celtic steel bath. I know some people don't like baths and steel and don't even put baths in, they use showers. But if you are putting a bath in into a HMO, you don't know what size they are, you can go down to Screwfix and buy a bath. And it's got 1 year warranty. Your Twyford bath is 25 years warranty, no quibbles, comes with grips, feet, and it's £88 on 2p. You know, it's, you know, you're buying something that you can hang your hat on, basically, and you're probably paying the same, if not less, or just a little bit more for one of the cheap products. So, you know, that's my background in supporting the public sector in supplying materials that are really fit for purpose for the likes of social housing, HMOs, and even my house when it comes to it. So, yeah, we know that Nick and LMPG have got a very good deal with Magnet. There's no doubt about it. He's absolutely got that sewn up. I know that will come to an end next year. I used to use Ricks and Wade Kitchens, which would always give Magnet a run for the money, but even though they were part of the same group, Nobia Group. But unfortunately, Magnet have gone and bought Ricks and Wade Kitchens out, or they've merged together, which has snookered me a little bit. But we're now using a company from Gloucester called Premier Kitchens. And that will definitely give others a run for the money. We've got quite a few landlords now using it. We've got a big landlord in Lincoln. Won't mention the name, but if you know the landlords in Lincoln, he's got blue lights outside every HMO he's got. But he's now trying one at the moment. And in reality, he's moved since I've gone from Ricks and Way. What has he tried? He's tried another organisation. What's it called? Benchmarks, that's it. He's fair. We work openly and transparently, and we've looked at the quotes. And between the Benchmark quote and the Premier quote, it's a 37% saving. Now, I don't like percentage savings because I don't believe that works. Using Howdens as a good example. Howdens are a franchise, as you probably know. Every branch will charge you something different for the same product. It is a complete nightmare. It used to be great when I had the contract, but the Southern managers ganged up against me because they weren't making enough profit from me. So we now have changed that. And they have two buttons on their tools. One is a discount and one is a margin button. And they're completely different, absolutely massively different. And like I say, you can go in there and think you're getting a great deal because you're getting 70, 80 or 90% off. It means absolutely nothing. At the end of the day, what I always say is it's down to what you pay. You know, you need to know what does it come out at the other end. This percentage off doesn't really work for me because it can be manipulated quite a lot. So I'm more about getting prices set up with the manufacturers and the merchants and being able to say, yeah, this is the price you pay. That's your choice. And it works quite well. I want to make it accessible for all as well. So you'll have seen the, if you haven't seen already, it is a membership group. Membership is just £40 for the first year and then £20 for subsequent years. I'll make a note to remind me to say something at the end. So we're trying to save people money. I mean, we've got price files which are online that you can be able to see and benchmark. It means that we're paying, you're paying like a very large building company. So, we want to keep the prices as low as possible. And as this grows, the same as hopefully as what Efficiency East Midlands or EAM grows, then we'll get to the point where there will be no membership because it will be not necessary because we grow together and we save together. One of my hashtags is buy as a group, not as an individual. It certainly pays dividends. And what I want people to do is, we use Buildbase. We use Juicens as well. I mean, Nick got Juicens to join after he found out I got Juicens. So it probably operates the same, but you can go into any Buildbase, you can quote an account number, and you will always pay, £3.63 for a bag of cement with, plastic, wrapped bag of cement, which I think is very competitive. So it doesn't matter where you are or which build base, that's what you pay because that's the file. And you've got a choice then whether you want to pay by cash, credit card, whether you want to open a credit account. I have a lot of developers I support where they actually open credit accounts. I have a lot of builders as well that actually move their account. So they overlay my terms on their account so it doesn't mess things up because it just makes them savings. And that's what we're trying to do. It's not trying to restrict anybody from making savings. And what I'm trying to do is, make it worthwhile that for a few pounds, you will save money. I mean, I was, talking earlier on with Chris and Louise, and Chris has got you know, a good HMO portfolio. Now it's paint. You know, there's a lot of paint to be done every possibly three years. Now, you know, one of the things we do have common with LMPG is Johnson's and Leyland's. But I like Johnson's Leyland paint. I think it's quality. I've done showrooms in Johnson's Leyland paints. And when you think, you know, the Cover Plus, the Johnson's Cover Plus is probably one of their premium emulsions. And you're paying £19.03 for a 10-litre tub for Cover Plus. You've got to save you, you know, if you've got HMOs like Chris has got, you're going to save your membership fee just in paint alone. You know, there's loads of prices. I don't want to go into prices because it's boring. You should probably find this boring. I don't know. But it's one of those things. It is about making it accessible for all. I think one of my most memorable events that I did, I've done a few events probably 3 years ago when I started this more planning for retirement from Efficiency East Midlands. I think one of the ones that was most memorable was one in Derby, in the centre of Derby. Yeah, me not being politically correct, turned up at this school. And no one offence, but I was the only white person in the area. And it was great. We did the introductions, and it was very Asian orientated. And again, it was I learned so much in that evening that they don't like credit accounts; they pay by cash. And it was almost like what they were saying is they have a bucket of cash, and they can all dip into this bucket of cash, and then basically go and buy what they want, and then re-top up the bucket of cash. And that's why I wanted to make sure that everything was that way. Well, it was a fantastic night. I mean, I was made so welcome. It was unbelievable. And the food, when they shut the doors, wow. They had great big tubs of curries and chapatis. And, oh, it was amazing. The feast that they actually treated me to after the actual event, absolutely fantastic. So that is one of the nights that you don't know what you're walking into, but certainly when you came out of it, you felt so good. It was great. And like I say, I mean, it's not difficult. It's a simple model. It's common sense. You're buying as a group, not an individual. It's about having volumes. So if everybody's buying through one group, there's no exclusivity to any particular merchant. So, you know, if Juicens, Build Base, for example, are better for most of the aggregates than Juicen. You know, it used to be that Juicen were better for plasterboard, but that's changed now. In your area, unfortunately, I've been using a company that seemed to increase the prices, which is a little bit crazy, Minster. But, you know, and if they have small orders, then they charge you delivery. I mean, all our prices are including delivery from your like to your Build Base and your Juicens. So why would you pay delivery? I don't know. And like I say, it's about getting that. I think the other thing with me as well is you get the support. I am a workaholic. I've been all my life. It's what I enjoy doing. I enjoy the socializing with people and helping them out. So, you know, if somebody comes to me and says, we want these appliances, we've probably got 5 different appliance companies on that we can choose and select from. So I'll go out there and I'll do the benchmarking. All I ask is, you know, give me a rough spec. And we have some massive ranges. You know, landlords are so different. Yeah, we one in Scotland, I did recently, everything had to be Bosch. Bizarrely enough, Midlands tend to be brown box. No name, just a brown box, please. You know, we want to get that brown box in. London, we've actually supplied range cookers at 2.5K a pot. They've gone to that nth degree. But, you know, that's a difference in landlords. So not everybody's the same. And I will say whether I can do it or not. I've just had one from Cambridge. And I'm unfortunately not going to be able to supply him because he wants the top-end retail prices. And the top-end retail like Upanor, which is basically it's a pipe that goes underground for heating Upanor. But they won't deal with the Nationals, which is very strange because it's such a quality product. They won't deal with the likes of Plumb Base, City Plumbing, Plumbing Trade Supplies. So I can't get in savings on that, which is really annoying. But, you know, I'm honest there and I'll say that, you know, can't help you on this, but we can do that. But majority of the landlords, whether it be aggregates, right through to back row roof lights, we can pretty much provide anything. You know, I'm there to actually supply quotes, give advice as well on products. Like I say, I am more about supplying long-term warranties and also the UK support because of my background with Efficiencies Midlands, which ends in February. We do it. Like I say, we've got, I mean, on electrical, for example, we've got Hughes Trade, Capel, Buy It, Currys, AO.com. And again, it's trying to make sure that we're giving the members choice rather than saying, right, this is the route that you go down. Mentioned kitchens before, doing quite a lot on kitchens. The new contract with Premier seems to be really good. It's about planning. A lot of the landlords that I deal with don't plan in one sense. It's almost like a knee-jerk reaction. I want it now. We get a lot of boilers. We need to go and pick it up now type of thing, which in this day and age creates a few problems with supply. If they've got it on the shelf, then great. If not, it becomes quite challenging. But again, with having that choice between Plumbing Trade Supplies, City Plumbing, Plumb Base, we can normally do something. Bizarrely enough, Plumb Base seem to be offering the best deals on boilers at the moment. So there's quite a good range there. And the boilers, they operate slightly different to LMPG, and probably a few of you are members of LMPG. They got their contract set up before a lot of fraud within the industry. So there's been some massive major frauds on boilers. And I think at the world and boilers will change. In simple terms, what they used to do was offer the contract support up front. And then we've known one company, I think it was Black Country Housing Limited, basically met a boiler manufacturer in a coffee shop and agreed a contract. And there was some heads to roll after that, basically. And they basically bought a significant amount of boilers at a significantly reduced rate, and then basically sold them on a massive fraud. And like I say, it was, if you went onto the website, it was amazing that it was, you know, you wouldn't believe that they weren't a local authority that wasn't supporting private landlords at the same time. That's what they did. They said that they've been going for something like 19 years. They've got tens and tens of thousands of properties. And everything absolutely looked kosher. The people sounded kosher, everything like that. It wasn't until you went to company's house and you checked them out and found out they'd only actually been going 6 months. And again, like I say, that caught a couple of boiler major manufacturers out and they lost a lot of money. I mean, they basically said they would remove the warranties. So what happens now with myself, unfortunately, is that we get the discounted rates. But what we have to do is I register all the boilers for the landlords and then we operate a cashback scheme. So on the Worcester Boschers as an example, you know, I'll use a 25i, it's the only one I can remember at the moment. You get £260 cashback after I've registered it. So that comes back from the actual manufacturer. So yes, you pay that little bit more upfront, but then once it's registered, then and recorded, it's got a cash back, which brings the price down to be very competitive. It protects the boiler manufacturer, it protects you. You probably know a lot of the installers get bonuses from certain boiler manufacturers. They get points, etc. type of thing. It can be a challenge where you're supplying the boiler. If you're already doing it with LMPG, it's easy. But certainly when you're saying to a contractor that you're going to supply materials, it's one of those tricky conversations. Some contractors absolutely would say, yeah, that's great, because then I don't have to pay up front and I haven't got that that expense. But others will lose that 15%, 20% that they add on, and certainly don't want to work with that way. So it's certainly one that you need to have that conversation first to make sure that you can get those savings. It stops them from claiming anything from the boiler manufacturers, and it goes into your pocket, your bank account, rather than their bank account. So yeah, we're different. It's a family business. If you look at Companies House, you'll see it's all the Smiths that run it. We don't really have hours as such. It says on the website we do 8 to 8:30. You'll probably see that we're probably answering emails at silly o'clock at night. I did have one lady question me why I'd sent something at 2:30 in the morning. Basically, I'd still got my phone in my hand in bed and I forgot and pressed the send button. So I am sad. You know, and again, it's about supporting people. And obviously, what I want to do is support the group for as a thank you for letting me on today. So, I mean, if anybody wants to try the group, then, you know, and they email me afterwards and like I say, you know, it's £40 membership. You can join. If you email me, I'll refund £20 straight away. So I'm quite happy to do that. I don't know, is Richard Lins on at all? Can you see who's on?
Yeah, I'm here, Pete. I've learnt a lot as well.
Right, just for everybody's point, I was thinking, well, it's all right me talking for this long, too long, but I thought it might be useful for somebody who's up in the north, let's say northwest, just to give a bit of an update, not being pre-planned, not anything like that, but how have you found it, Richard?
Thanks, Pete, and thanks, everyone. It's been great. I don't know if I'm a founder member or not, Pete. I don't know when you actually started, but I've been a member for nearly 3 years now. My first experience with Pete was worth giving it a go. I think it was £50 to join then, Pete.
Yeah.
And you said you probably saved that in your first transaction with Dewsons, and we were just starting a big development job. I think the timber alone was about £2,000, and it with Pete, I do not joke about this, it came down to £1,000. So I saved £1,000 in one transaction. Now, Dewsons haven't always been the easiest to deal with, but Pete's absolutely been on the ball with that. He's, when he mentioned earlier about support, and overloading his file onto my company file, whenever I go in now, or a few hiccups to start with, I think, Pete, when the file's got mismatched and etc. But I challenged it, and the plasterboard prices had suddenly gone up 30%. And Pete said, "Oh, that's wrong." So went back, reloaded the file back on, and I'm saving such a lot of money on things like plasterboard. I've never had a real problem apart from the earlier part of this year with any supply. So Pete, I don't know if people want to know prices, and you may be able to get them slightly cheaper, but Pete, I can't remember what the prices are now. I just take them for granted. But, you know, a sheet of plasterboard, 8x4 is about £4 something, 12.5 mil. It's incredible compared to other places. It doesn't just stop reducing. So you mentioned, Pete mentioned Howdens, and I know we all probably have the same experience with Howdens. If you pick the right day, you can get a fantastic price. Pick the wrong day, and it's horrendous. And I know they work to margins, but we're just putting in our first Howdens kitchens on this project, which has gone through Pete. And it's almost like, if everybody's familiar with Howdens, they have an October sale every year, which generally brings the price right down, and they claim it's the major, major sale. Pete's prices are like that all year through Howdens with the branch I use. I don't know if it's with every branch. Pete, you'll probably be able to add value to that, whether it's every branch should be using your prices. But certainly, again, I went to one branch to get a quote. And I didn't share this with you, Pete, apologies. And for the exactly the same kitchen, it was 2,500. And with Pete's prices at another branch, it was 1,400. So again, just a massive saving. It's I'm not here just to sell Pete. It's been an absolute help to me. I used to waste so much time trying to get the best prices to make sure that our projects costed in. And it's almost like I don't need to now because I'm confident in the prices that Pete puts on his spreadsheets, which he provides. So you know what you're going to pay before you actually order, particularly from Jewson's. So you can do a cross match, but it's I just go in now and it's on my account. I just put it in, and Jewson's weren't happy initially because they couldn't understand how a small fry like me, who does one property at a time, can command the prices that some of the big developers were getting. And that's Pete. He's got the scale there and the command of the headquarters, I suppose. Jewson's headquarters, for example, who actually have signed up to his business plan, his business model. You know, many, many small people like me, I don't know about you if you're small people or not, make for big, big sales. And that's a real selling point. So the appliances as well. So Pete, brilliant, because I haven't used the Premier kitchens yet. I wish timings had been a bit better because I'd love to give them a go. But the appliances you're pushing out now are absolutely amazing. Being able to buy a 5-year guarantee for bobbins for all your kitchen appliances, just amazing. So, and to put that into a development, and sell that on to the person that's purchasing it is just, well, second to none. You don't get that anywhere, do you? It's a 5-year guarantee in kitchen appliances and a house that somebody's buying. It's just fantastic. So, doesn't stop there though, but it's loads of stuff. Pete, I know people probably want to know the prices, but it's plants as well. To hire a mini digger, it's just incredibly low prices. I don't know how he does it. I struggle to get anything like that in years and years of attempting it, and just Pete just waves a magic wand and there it is. So there's loads could talk about it. And it's everything that Pete says is true. And this is not with best mates or anything. I live on the opposite side of the country to him, but we met at Liverpool football ground once, Pete, and thanks for getting me those free tickets for the tour. a benefit of being a member. There you go, anybody that's a Liverpool supporter.
Thank you, Richard.
I was interested until then, but as an Everton fan, I'm afraid I've got to say I'm out.
well, to be fair, I'm a Leeds United fan, to be honest, so it's it was great to go around Liverpool.
Oh, I'm back in again. If you're a Leeds fan, I've got a soft spot for Leeds. My business partner.
Me too. My childhood team.
Happy days, happy days. Well, thank you very much, Pete, for sharing, and obviously also Richard for sharing. And always good to have a testimonial. Is it fair to call it a testimonial? But as Richard says, I don't think you're here just to blow smoke up Pete's backside. I think you're here because, I don't know if you've met you, but I feel, you know, actually I got some great value out of the product. So
it is. Sorry, Tom. And yeah, just to interrupt. Absolutely. That's exactly the point. The more people get involved in this, the better it is for everybody, because Pete will be able to command better discounts, better prices for everybody. So bring it on.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, we've got about a whisker over 10 minutes. I'm going to rattle through as many questions and bits and pieces as we can. I've got a few myself, and then I've got a few from the floor as well. If you've got any questions, stick them in the chat and we'll get to as many as we can. First of all, because I know someone's got to go and they're interested in finding out before they do how to find out more. What's the best way, Pete? Do they just Google the buying group? Is it thebuyinggroup.com, or where do we go? What do we do?
Well, there's two ways. It's www.plbg.co.uk, which will take you straight to that. It gives you a little bit of information, but obviously it doesn't give you everything. Mm. Always email buy@plbg.co.uk. That's buy@plbg.co.uk. I tend to do a lot on emails, give you some examples. Once they become a member, I'm just reloading the website now. We'll end up with tens of thousands of prices on there. So we used to have a very good search engine, but I'm minimizing that now because not that many people use it. They tend to ring me instead. So I was doing a lot of work for very little gain, if you get what I mean. So
you're the search engine.
Yeah.
Great stuff. We got that. I've put what I think is the website address in the chat box there. But maybe someone could confirm if they can click on it. Fun fact is I know the guy who owns Juicens. That doesn't mean that I can get anything like the price that Pete can get. He's not open to negotiation. At least I never tried. If it's the same guy, he may have stepped down because it's a few years ago now, but he was the Lord Lieutenant of Norfolk, and I was the Lord Mayor, so we did a lot of the formal events together. He was the only guy who outranked me in the county. Whenever we did events together, he was the only person who outranked me at the time. Well, and he still does, to be honest. So that was always interesting, because he's the only, as Lord Lieutenant von Monaco Aerial. There you go, that's a new word. Fact is that the Lord Lieutenant's the only people who can stand in to represent the Queen or king or whoever it happens to be when they're not there. Mayors and Lord Mayors can't do that. So there you go. When you said you were open from 8 to 8:30, Pete, I thought, wow, only 30 minutes. That's a tight window. But I realised, you lazy sod, I thought I was bad. But I think it's the full 12 and a half hours there, which is, a lot more than me. So well done. I was reflecting when you were talking about that, what sounded like sort of an Indian banquet, Indian food banquet, when you did the event a few years ago. I was reflecting that you can't, it's difficult to get a watery cup of tea around here, and you tend to have to make it yourself as well. So it sounds a lot better than what we can provide. But that sounded like an ace event. I'm pleased that Richard and yourself provided some sort of prices towards the end, and I think that's an obvious question landlords are going to say, isn't it? It's all very well these great stories, but you know, how much can I save on my next boiler is the thing that comes to people's heads or kitchen or whatever it might be. So that's great, we've touched on that. I think I'm going to come on to questions in the chat, and I think some of those might be about prices. So if there's anything specific anyone wants to know about prices, then do stick the question in the chat, we will ask it. And not that Pete carries his prices in his head, but we might be able to get some good anecdotal chat on with that. I had a question that came up. What your job seemed to be for a year, about a year, to spend a big bag full of cash. I imagine there was constraints on what you could spend it on. You couldn't just go out and buy, you know, all the curly whirlies. I imagine you had to spend it on specific stuff. What did you spend it on in the end?
I actually, it was almost like a big launch. So instead of I paid my salary, I paid some other salaries within Nottingham City Homes as well. And at the time, Donington Race Circuit, you may remember, somebody dug it up.
Right.
So they thought they would have this wonderful Formula One circuit, so they dug it up and then went bankrupt. And so it stayed without a track. So we decided to support them. So we held our launch there. That emptied a few coffers, let's put it that way, sort of thing. And again, it was a banquet, you know, it was probably around about 150 guests, big bash type thing. And obviously with the local authorities, when they say the food is free and you just have to sit through a few presentations, they're there.
Yeah, I'm up for it if anyone wants to launch a big do a big dinner. Excellent stuff. Speaking of giving away money, I realize it's a different thing, but through the EEM, you mentioned you're giving away more than 1.5 million quid. I've not given away 1.5 million quid, but I'd like to at some stage. I was just reflecting, you sort of touched on it, but that must be a great feeling. I realize it wasn't in one go, there's a check sort of thing. It was is an ongoing thing, but that must be a nice feeling to be giving away lots of money all the time.
Oh, it's amazing. It's one of the most, you know, it really makes you proud and gives you, you know, it makes your hair stand up on your neck, you know, back of your neck sort of thing. So I've been around different places, hospices and things like that. And when you see what they do, you know, it's amazing to be able to go and give them a fair, sizable check. I mean, we supported Bullies Out and Focus this year. You know, when you think of bullies, everything from junior school right through your working life. You know, I've been bullied at work. You know, I've come out the other side. Yeah. I have been bullied, and women are terrible. Once they start bullying, it's very difficult for a guy to be able to deal with a woman bully. Mm. But she got caught.
Tell the wife.
Yeah. But, you know, to go there and, you know, I mean, we gave 43,000 out this earlier on from the charity event I did. It was more than they get from donations in the year.
Right.
You know, so all of a sudden, you are really making a difference, and it's amazing what you can do. Yeah. Just for a little bit of, you know, pulling together, and because the supply chain, they love it. They love a night out. Mm. You know, so yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, I must get myself into one of these nights out. There's plenty of nights out getting mentioned. Well, I suppose at the moment it's a bit tricky. Right, as we've got about 5 minutes to go, let's crack on with back to business, as it were. So, first of all, is the buying group nationwide? Can anyone join?
Yeah.
That is nationwide. Great stuff. And I think we've got the correct website address. Thank you very much for someone who got it right. It might have been Julie. Neil, I think. So is that plbg.co.uk for the website?
It is, yeah.
Great stuff, thank you. Neil's popped that one, the correct one, in the chat after I popped the wrong one in. Let's get to the answers to listeners' questions. Let's get to the chat questions. I think Yogesh, as usual, was first out the gate. He asks, can, maybe once he's joined or whatever, but can people see prices online and order everything online, or do they need to basically phone you or go into a shop? How does it work? How does the process work?
We're getting to the point after this weekend where most of the prices will be online. So, yeah, we'll have 3,600 rates from City Plumbing. Mm. There's 400 boilers from Plumb Base. Juice and rates is 3,760, and so on and so forth. So there'll be ceramic tiles and bits and bobs like that. Chances are the bit you want won't be on there. But certainly your standard aggregates, plaster, that type of thing, they will all be on there. What I will be saying to people is, well, if you know what you want, you just go on the Juicen's website. You can then basically get that code number, type that into the my website, and see the price difference.
Yeah, Seb had to, I'm not sure this is a question really, but Seb had to jump off the call there. He apologises, he just found some people having sex in his garden. I don't know if you managed to...
Yeah, I've noticed that. If you mentioned
the buying group to them, Seb, I don't know if that's why they were excited in the first place, or whether you're able to possibly see if that was of interest. But anyway, I'm glad it seems to have all resolved itself. And hey, Saturday morning, everyone's laughing. Maybe not in your garden. Maybe that's the bit that's frowned on.
And I thought it was a bit too cold for that, but there you go.
Yeah, it's warm in the north. And then we've got Yogesh again. But before going to Yogesh, boilers. I need to buy a boiler. Do you do boilers? Does Buying Group do boilers? And if so, who are your current suppliers? Who do you sort of like?
Yeah, I mean, we've got a few boilers. Worcester Bosch is good. Ideal Boilers, they tend to offer a different offer.
Yeah.
So, we can get up to 10 years warranty with an Ideal Boiler. So, you know, for that, again, to give you an idea, 24 kilogram?
Is that heavy? That feels light.
I mean, you pay £613.75 plus VAT, you get a £40 cash back, makes it £696 quid with a 10-year warranty.
That's not bad.
These other makes is Wiesmann. There's so many. So we've got probably about four or five different boiler manufacturers on there.
Excellent stuff. And then last one I've got in the chat at the moment, I think, is Yogesh asking, I think we've answered the first part of his question about how you go about sort of getting the prices, but he also asks about carpet and flooring fitting companies.
Now, it's really difficult, to be honest with you. So whilst I have two carpet companies, and bizarrely enough, one's on your doorstep called Likewise North, they supply shops. Their range is probably limited, but certainly carpet fitters. I don't tend to use installers because it can very easily go pear-shaped when you get one bad review.
Yeah.
So, whilst we do supply Tarkett flooring, for an example, we've just done in Hull, we've just done something like 600 square metres of Tarkett flooring. But no, I wouldn't recommend an installer.
Okay. Unless anyone else has any other questions or anything to add, I'd just like to thank lots of people doing stretching this morning. That's to be welcomed, I suppose. We've got Chris stretching, Kathy stretching. This is strong stuff for the podcast. I hope everyone's enjoying themselves. You don't get this on every podcast, do you? So it's changing differences to be welcomed, as is stretching. So I'd just like to thank everyone for attending. Obviously, special thanks to Pete and to Richard, and very much appreciate your input and making, I can't speak for anyone else, but making me feel good about potentially making millions of pounds and then giving it all away. I remember that John Paul Getty, I think it was one of those kind of oil baron guys from the mid 20th century. When he died, they had a big old desk and a big old office, and they opened up his desk and there was nothing in it, which I quite like, except for a slip of paper, which simply said on it, an old tie bit of paper, and it said, spend the first half of your life making a fortune, spend the second half giving it all away, which he made $495 million. When he died, he was more or less penniless. So fair play to him. And I think that's an excellent life lived there. Tune in. Well, don't tune in next week. This is a bit where I normally say tune in next week, but don't tune in next week, whatever you do. Week off next week, while we support Asana and their fabulous event, which I'll post about in the, I'll put a link with the podcast and also on the group. And but then we'll be back the week after with probably another speaker, but I've yet to confirm. And thank you very much, everyone, for listening.